Olivia Chase is in charge now. She's going to turn the old Treasures bookshop into the mystery bookstore. So anything you need to discuss, well, you'll have to talk to her. Sarah Deckel grabbed Olivia Chase's arm.
Can I meet with you to talk about the store? It's not fair that I didn't get here in time to bid at the auction. Is there any way I can take a look inside?
Miss Chase took a while to answer.
Of course, young lady. We're planning to hold a big book sale this weekend, and we'll open the mystery bookstore shortly afterwards. You're more than welcome to come.
But you don't understand, Sarah interrupted.
I need to look. I mean, couldn't I just look through the shop right now? I have money with me.
Olivia shook her head.
I'm sorry, my dear. There are several things we must do before I let any customers look over anything. First of all, I have to get a rare book expert to come in. There may be something of value in the old books and papers Mrs. Post left behind. I can't let any customers in just yet. You understand, don't you?
Sarah Deckel did not understand at all. Looking quite upset, she left the courtyard without another word.
My goodness, Miss Chase said. What was that all about?
Well, never mind. We have lots to do, including getting you children settled in my apartment.
I have a special surprise for you.
After everyone left the courtyard with their auction items, Miss Chase locked the gate.
This will be your own private little backyard.
Then she pointed up to a beautiful screened-in balcony above the bookstore.
That's a sleeping porch with four cots, one for each of you. On hot nights, we Southerners sometimes like to sleep out on our porches. You'll be perfectly safe, since the courtyard is always locked when the bookshop is closed.
Miss Chase led the children up ironwork stairs to the porch.
Yippee!
Penny said.
We like sleeping outside.
I knew this would be just right for you, Miss Chase said with a laugh. Your grandfather will be in the guest room.
I like your cozy apartment,
Violet said, as Miss Chase gave the children a tour.
The front of it is like a city apartment, where we can watch all the people in cars. But the back is just as quiet as grandfather's house in Greenfield.
I was very lucky to rent this apartment from Mrs. Post when I came to New Orleans a few years ago,
Miss Chase said, as she handed sheets and towels to the Aldens.
To live above a bookstore is perfect for a writer. Now I can always keep an eye on the mystery bookstore, too.
There's even a small night table for each of us,
Violet said, putting down her backpack and tote bag.
Thank you for letting us stay out here.
You're welcome, Violet,
Miss Chase said.
Now, it's been a long day. Good night.
Don't let the bedbugs bite,
Benny said. The next morning, the Aldens sat around the breakfast table making